Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, and we are swinging in to yet another Thanksgiving celebration. And boy, you're going to love this. Oh, I hope you got the message. We're doing Nail the Score in our third hour. So, Nail the Score, the computer will randomly pick the game, and check this out. For this one time only, it's kind of like horseshoes. The six people that come the closest to nailing the score all win one of Dave Pell's books. He has a book out called Damage Control, and it's all about golf. So if you hate golf, think it's boring, would rather watch paint dry, that's okay. You can pass it on to a father-in-law, a friend at work, or whoever, because the book is like a $30 value. And you're entered for a separate prize at the end of the season. Anybody, though, that called Nail the Score. And that will be a golf school for the entire day, $600 value. Plus, you'll get the 24 balls, couple sleeves of balls, and you'll also get a pitching wedge. That's like $1,000. So I'm totally stoked. Reason to be thankful that there are people that support this show. So that's coming up in our third hour. In the meantime, we've got Harry Rinker coming up in the second hour. So if you're cleaning closets, you're bored, you're watching the football games, you have too many days off from work, everyone else has gone away, you've stayed behind, whatever. Suddenly somebody left you something in their will, you want to know what it's worth, he's the guy to call. So remember, you have to call in. I feel like I'm shouting instructions at you. Kind of like that woman in V. So you have to call second segment in our second hour, and we'll get you started on that one. In the meantime, let's tell you what's been going on across the nation and out of the Beltway. Of course, Barack Obama announcing not the Afghanistan strategy, but a precursor, a primer, a whatever, if you will, to what's going to happen next week. So there's going to be maybe some more advisement. There's already been 10 what they call war council sessions, and he has made a decision. He's just not releasing it. He's teasing everyone with it, kind of like a promo. So next week the official word comes down. We're going to let you hear in this first hour how Obama addressed the media as to what was going to happen with Afghanistan. But really, no specifics were given, so we're still at square one until next week. However, the president did vow to finish the job in Afghanistan, so that says there's certainly not going to be any kind of a pullout. Not that we thought that was going to happen. The problem is the in-between. You're either all in or you're not. And when you're not all in, I think that hurts the guys and the women that are serving, that are in Afghanistan, in these hot zones, who find themselves without enough backup, without air support, and some of the things that they desperately, desperately need. So, like I said, we'll let you hear that. Shocker, I could care less about reality TV, but can you believe that Donny Osmond won Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. Power of the Osmond brothers, I guess, and Marie and Donny Osmond. But this guy's got to be, I want to say he's maybe 50, and I'm sure there were a bunch of young girls that were dancing on that show, like Kelly Osbourne, I know, was on it. The singer Maya was on it. And somehow he must have had some incredible performance, but he ended up knocking everyone else out, and he won Dancing with the Stars. I can't even believe that I'm actually even saying that here on America Tonight at the top of the show. But when it's one of the highest rated programs in television, not history, but in television today, I guess you can't completely ignore it. Power to the older people is all I can say. You're never too old, I guess, because people voted for him. People called up and they voted, and I guess the judges did as well. All right, also coming up on the show, Thanksgiving, a mere days away. What about the people who are single? You know, we talk so much about families, people who are married, people who have family in their neighborhood or near them or whatever. But what about the people that are single? What do you do when you're single on Thanksgiving? Is it a kind of a blue day? Is there something you can do other than listen to repeats on talk radio or cranking up the music so loud your neighbors end up knocking on your door. There's got to be something, right? So we'll find out. That's coming up in just a few minutes here. We've got a guest coming on to offer a couple of quick suggestions. Meanwhile, in the headlines, the census worker, remember that so many people were worried about mysteriously disappearing, and then they found his body in Kentucky. He was a Kentucky census worker. Well, he was found naked, remember, had duct tape, and was hanging from a tree with Fed on his chest. It was scrawled in his chest, so that made a lot of people concerned as to who would have done this to him. But apparently he staged his death to make it look like a homicide, but the cops down there have said, no, this is definitely a suicide. 51-year-old Bill Sparkman, who was found in that second week in September, scary stuff near that cemetery in the Daniel Boone National Forest. A lot of you listening in Kentucky know what I'm talking about, where his wrists were really loosely kind of bound, and his glasses were taped to his head, and he was gagged. Man, that would have you would have had to come up with some kind of a plan to make it look the way it did, because naturally when they first found the body, they did think somebody had killed him. But after this investigation, and also, they had a witness that they found somewhere. He died with an intentional, self-inflicted act that was staged to look like a homicide. You have to wonder what was going on in this man's head that he did that. Now, of course, he had taken out, and this is probably a clue, he had taken out two accidental life insurance policies, which were over $600,000, that won't pay out for suicide. If he had been killed on his job, his family would have also been eligible for another $10,000 in death gratuity payments, that's what they call it, from the government. But because of what happened, that the family won't be entitled to that. And this was a guy who was, a Census Bureau taker who was going around the neighborhoods, and people feared the worst, and all kinds of rumors were started. And here it was by his own hand. Like I said, you have to wonder what was going on in that man's mind. A $5 million reward. Somebody sent me a text message about this earlier in the day. The U.S. State Department is saying that they're offering that kind of dough for the Palestinian bomb maker who's suspected of once actually targeting commercial airliners, and also he was helping with the Iraq insurgency. And this is a guy whose name is Mohammed al-Umari, and he is accused in a bunch of bombings going all the way back to 1980. He was indicted in 82 in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 830, which killed a 16-year-old boy and wounded about, if you remember, a dozen passengers or so. That plane was going to Honolulu from Tokyo, and the FBI apparently has been trying to catch up with him, well, do the math, obviously for decades. So they've decided to up the ante, released a sketch that would show his age, and have offered that reward leading to his capture. He's about, I guess, 73 years old. Not sure where he is. Rumors that he could be in the States. Rumors he could be overseas. Initially, $200,000 was offered, and the FBI decided, we got to nail this sucker, because they still think he could be involved in some nefarious activities. And even they got close from one time when they raided a bomb-making factory, but they could see the signs of him and his devices, but apparently he escaped. All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Turkey Day. What if you are flying solo? We've got some tips for you here on America Tonight.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
For some of you, you might not be going home to see family. You might be in a new city with a new job. Who knows what the circumstances are. Or maybe it's a work situation where you're actually working right up until the holiday. So to try to escape for Thanksgiving is impossible. And I know a lot of people where they have to weigh the odds, whether it's, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they switch in and out with other employees. Therefore, I would deduce that some of you might be stuck hanging out by yourself. So we know there are millions of people who are single and are in this situation. So what do you do? Joining us now on the air, the ultimate single girl. Sounds like Sex in the City, remember? Christine Valerie, she is the dating diva. I love her website blog. You have to check it out because it'll make you laugh. The website is ohmygodseriously.com, and thousands of people actually flood there to read what's happening in the dating world, some of the horror stories, maybe to show you some of the red flags. And Christine is in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles can be a cold, cold place when you're hanging out by yourself. I got friends there, though, so I kind of like it. Hey, Christine, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. How are you?
Now, you know, L.A. is a big, bad city because L.A. is so spread out. So it's tough. If you're new to the city, I think it's tough to meet people because of the type of city it is. It isn't like the East Coast cities or Chicago or San Francisco where everything is just bunched into one area and the city is – there's a lot going on in the city. L.A. is Malibu and Sherman Oaks and Hollywood. You know how it's spread out. I don't have to tell you. So is it tougher in a city like L.A. to meet people?
It is. You know, we're all sitting in our cars, driving around. You go places, you meet people you know, and it is definitely hard. And there's so many different city centers. You know, it's not like New York City, you know, Manhattan. It's like, you know, there's Pasadena, there's downtown L.A., there's Silver Lake, there's Los Feliz, there's Hollywood, there's just so many different areas, and everyone's really spread out. And, of course, traffic is a big handicap. So, you know, getting from one place to the next could take you well over an hour, even if you're only going 10 miles.
right, and we should tell everybody, too, on your website, it's not just women that you're giving some advice out to. You also do it for single guys. I'm sure there are a lot of single men that are listening to America Tonight. Even our technical director, the rather handsome Mr. Matt Johnson, is one of those single guys. Of course, he's in a city where he grew up, and he has tons of friends, so he has, he's got a lot of wingmen with him. When you're a single woman, what happens? How do you meet people when you don't have somebody to go clubbing with you or to go to various places so that you have sort of that sister-in-arms with you? What do you do when you're a woman and you're in that situation?
You know what I do? I've actually made a lot of friends with kind of like a local, people who work at local restaurants. So sometimes I'll just sit at the bar and I'll chat with the bartender and just kind of enjoy myself. And I just end up talking to different people. That works out well. And I will tell you, Kate, I've actually helped a lot of guys. Different guy friends I have who are maybe a little bit shy about talking to girls. And whatever they're looking for, whether it's a relationship or just more of a short-term thing, I can always kind of coach them and teach them exactly how to speak to women in a way that'll get them what they want.
Yeah, you know, here's what I think. If you're the right kind of woman that can relate to men, you can, I think when you're single, you can always have a lot of guy friends. I still have a ton of guy friends that come to me, that hang out with me or whatever. So if you're that kind of, girl, I think it's easier maybe to make the leap. If you're really shy, can't relate to men as well, it might be a little bit tougher. So for somebody like that, how would they dip their toe in the water?
That's a good question. You know, I think often it's just being open. Like so many of us, when we're out, it's like we're so concerned with our friends or with whatever or looking good that we don't kind of just, you know, when you look friendly, just to be open to someone actually talking to you. And often the guys are shy. So sometimes making a funny remark or just opening comment about just something random, you know, for me, sometimes they'll even ask about tattoos or just something because it opens the door.
Yep, I think that's good advice. Or here's another one I'd give you. Go to, if you can learn how to hit a golf ball, or even if you can't, go to a driving range and pick up a sport, because there are a lot of guys that play sports, and especially golf or tennis, and I think you could expand your social circle maybe that way too.
Absolutely. Sports bars, although they all hang out there, they're always on the prowl.
I like that, always on the prowl. All right, so Thanksgiving dinner. What if you're flying solo somewhere in Iowa, in Los Angeles, in Connecticut, in Manhattan? What can you do so you don't get just completely blue? Should you try to go out and just get a table for one somewhere and eat that turkey dinner, or what would you do?
Friends, Kate. Friends are great. You know, if your family drives you nuts and if you don't want to be around your family, hang out with friends. You know, even go to multiple dinners. You know, for example, I've gotten a few invites this year, you know, and hop around. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with flying solo. And the great part about that is that it leaves doors open. And so if you always have a date on your arm, you know, you're never going to have the opportunity to meet anyone new. So, you know, just be open to what's out there. Go to friends' places, try different families. You never know who you may meet.
Yep, or you know what you could do? Go to Boston Market and just get a little bit of turkey.
No. Oh, no.
Well, you know, I think a lot of these people would be afraid to do that. Okay, so is this a time of year for some reason, because it's the holidays and it's, you see all the couples on commercials and whatnot? Do guys act more, a little bit more desperate this time of year, do you think?
In my opinion, Kate, guys always act desperate. If you haven't seen my blog, oh, my goodness. I am sorry. I've had so many guys on a first or second date, and they're talking to me about marriage, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, I don't even know your last name. Seriously? Like, you've got to be kidding me. And so, I mean, maybe they are a little bit more on the holidays. You never know. But a desperate guy is a desperate guy, and so the holidays probably won't make that big of a difference.
Okay, so on your blog, you talk about funny dating, you know, stories, and people share their stories, which I really actually love that. There's some good suggestions and whatnot. And you even have categories like crazy calls. What is there? This is something that people debate for a long time. Men and women debate this. And is there a certain amount of time you're supposed to wait before you call somebody? Do you think now, if you're in your 20s and you're dating, is there a certain amount of time that a guy, for example, should wait so it seems like he's normal and not a kook?
You know, no, I don't think so. I think if you're interested in someone, you like them, give them a call. I mean, it's I don't think that stuff is that big of a deal. It's just more about allowing a time to connect. You know, it's like so many of us are so eager to jump into a relationship that you don't really connect with somebody and just get to know them without worrying about whether you're going to be in relationship with them or not. And so, you know, to me, all those kinds of rules, it's just more about just basic, normal, you know, etiquette with people.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think there are, though, certainly some things that we could say, and I know you would be able to say this. What do you think are some of the red flags? I think there are some red flags. Like you said, somebody asking about marriage on the second date, that's a red flag. But there are others, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there was one guy I went out with. He was talking about prostitutes on the first date.
Really?
You just have really bad, like, who does it? Like, who, you know, if you're putting your best foot forward, honey, I don't want to see your other foot. You know what I mean? Like, on a first date, if you're talking about prostitutes, I don't want to know what you're going to bring up later on. And so that's just basic respect for women. It's like, sometimes I feel like in today's society, that's a little bit out the window. Guys, don't forget, you know, treat a lady like a lady.
Shazam, I would agree with that, too. So that means holding doors and pulling the chairs out and everything, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that. And then, you know, other red flags. I mean, I had one guy tell me this sex club story. On a first date, he was telling me he had gone to a sex club and had sex in front of an audience. And I thought to myself, aside from the fact that you did that, you're telling me this on a first date. And so you just have, to me, it was like you just have bad judgment. Like, I wouldn't trust you to be around my family, but you wouldn't say something you weren't supposed to say, you know, that kind of thing. So, this is a freaking first date, and I understand the comfortability level, and I appreciate it, and oh, my God, seriously? No way.
I love that. All right, so Thanksgiving for you. What are you doing?
I'm actually going to be hopping around. I might stop by my family for about an hour or so, although, you know, for me, family's great and everything, and it's a little boring. So I'll probably head off to a girlfriend's place of mine and then off to another friend's place. I'm just going to be hopping around.
All right, hopping around on Thanksgiving. I love it. Your blog is very, very funny, Miss Dating Diva. Good luck to you. Now, when you get when you decide to get married and you find Mr. Right, you got to come back on and tell us all about that, okay?
I will definitely do that, Kate.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-AIR-AND-AQUA.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
It's Thanksgiving, so it's time to roll out those annual turkeys of 2009, biggest turkeys in politics, sports, business, entertainment world, whatever. Whatever you think is the biggest turkey or a couple of biggest turkeys, you can certainly chime in at 800-259-5791. I think that you have to put on that list if you're going the entertainment route, John and Kate Gosselin. I hate to even mention their names and the good riddance. They went off the air the other day. Thank goodness that's the end of them with TLC. I am certain they will somehow revive themselves at some point. Who knows? End up on an island for Survivor, one or two of them or both of them or whatever. But I cannot understand why these people were uber famous in the first place. And I guess it just proves that controversy sells. Ridiculously out of control and uninteresting, I thought. Absolutely. So I would put them entertainment-wise, and it's hard for me to even say entertainment, but they would fall into that category. I think those two from that world were the biggest turkeys because they didn't deserve the show in the first place. They got the show. People actually started buying into it. And then when they get everybody's trust and they have people watching them on this TLC channel and they get divorced, all the nonsense ensues. They're on every magazine cover. And do you even know who they are? See, it goes back to that talent thing. It's like Paris Hilton. She's famous for being famous. What does the girl do? She doesn't even talk correctly. She doesn't sing. She doesn't dance. She doesn't act. She doesn't write. She doesn't do anything other than the fact that she's Paris Hilton. And there's too much of that people that just are famous because they're famous. So the Goslins fall into that category for me. So that's an example of biggest turkeys of 2009. You may have other people in your list. I certainly have a long list when it comes to politics. 800-259-5791. For me, politically, I have about 50, but I would say one of the most annoying who would fit into the turkey category for me is Robert Gibbs. He's the White House press secretary, and you say, who cares? But there's something so smug and arrogant and annoying about that guy. When I listen to the briefings every day, when he comes back with his ridiculous responses to the questions that are being lobbed at him, then we find out that the White House was picking and choosing certain people in the audience for questions. Not that we haven't heard of this before, but when they were telling everybody, oh, it's all about transparency, and it was nothing, there was no such thing as transparency coming out of what was going on at the White House with these press briefings. And to me, I think he's one of the worst. I think of Dee Dee Myers. I think of Ari Fleischer. I think of other people who have had that gig in the past and have done a good job at it. Remember the guy from Fox who sadly lost his battle with cancer? He was decent at it. People liked him, whether they were had liberal tendencies or conservative or whatever. So there is a way to do that job, and I just think he is a poor liaison between the outside world, because the media is getting the information somewhat that way, and the White House. So he certainly falls into the category of turkey. Again, you may have a different point of view, and you may have some others to add that are pretty good, and I have some others to add as we move along. So you can throw that in just for fun, since it is almost Turkey Day here across America. Sadly, you think of families, and we just talked to a single young lady who's going to see her family, but also jetting off to see friends. There are people who don't even have the fixings for Thanksgiving. And, you know, I just didn't realize how bad it was out there, I guess. I mean, I know it's bad, but I didn't realize how bad it was completely across the country when it came to charities. But charities usually serve up Thanksgiving dinners or they give out turkeys. But let me tell you some things that have happened. In Florida, in Opa-locka, people started lining up outside City Hall there 6 hours before the doors opened because they had turkey handouts. Because of the crowd, some of whom donated hundreds of dollars of their own money, they started handing out turkeys 2 hours ahead of schedule by noon. All 1,350 turkeys were gone. In Lafayette, Indiana, hundreds of people lined up before sunrise in near freezing temperatures, according to a newspaper there. And there were 1,200 turkeys given away also by noon. Normally that would be like an all-day occurrence. In Erie, Pennsylvania, 1,000 people, same story, stood up in front of a city mission. Half showed up before the doors opened. Before 1 p.m., all the turkeys were gone. In Louisville, Kentucky, 600 turkeys on Monday were given away, and they were worried about it because they had a dilemma. They didn't have enough turkeys for the people. In Montana, at the Missoula Food Bank, they served 1,400 families, 150 more than last year. So people are truly, truly struggling. And in California, in Sacramento, employees for the state government started going to local food banks because they're getting a salary cut of up to 15%. How many of you could afford to take a pay cut of 15%? So we can see what's happening, and Thanksgiving is just a reminder of that, to be thankful for whatever it is you have, to show your gratitude in some way on Thanksgiving. All right, here's another turkey that I would put on my list politically. I would say Harry Reid would make the list, and the reason why is because, like so many politicians, I see him completely pandering. And not only that, but this whole thing with the health care, the over-the-top, says one thing, then comes back with another thing. And here's ultimately what now has been said out of the mouth of the majority leader. There's been a lot of call to use reconciliation to get health care passed. So, you know, at first it's, well, if we have to do this, we're not going to resort to this, but if we have to do it, then we will. And you know, every other day, it's like a seesaw. Every other day, the storyline changes. So right now, Harry Reid is saying that he sees more problems than solutions in using reconciliation. But if he has his arm twisted, which I'm sure he eventually will, I bet you that the reconciliation possibility will come to pass if the idea is to ram through health care, because the way it stands right now, a lot of the senators aren't on board. If you take away the public option, you have some that will jump off and they won't give you that yes vote that they said that they would give. Then you have other problems with the abortion measure. If what was passed in the House is put into the Senate bill, that's not going to pass there. So there's some serious maneuvering that would have to be done. So today, one of the biggest turkeys in on the Hill, Senator Harry Reid, says, no, we're not going to use the reconciliation as a possibility to get this through. But that's today. I guarantee in 4 weeks or however long it takes, well, all of a sudden we'll be hearing, oh, well, we're going to have to go that route of reconciliation. Even if we're going to have to separate some people and have hard feelings, etc., if we're going to have to include caps on insurance premiums and other things that, you know, we're iffy on doing, because some of us like it, some of us don't, the health and wellness and elimination of certain things, then we'll have to settle the score however we have to settle it. So we will go to reconciliation. And that's the deal. The flip-flopping, and it's not just him. I mean, it's across the board. All of us are obviously frustrated. You can hear that when you listen to America Tonight. If you haven't just tuned me in and you're wondering, what is she talking about? So often that becomes the theme. It just is that we see it play out each and every single day. And that's more the frustration. You know, you can scream about someone's politics or their ideology or whatever. I just think it's a lot of it has to do with the pandering and knowing that the manipulation is right out there and out front, because so many Americans are paying attention to it. So to me, Reid falls into that category big time, big time. 800-259-5791. By the way, you can also shoot me some of your turkeys via the email. I'm getting some now. James in Rhode Island, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, not much. How you doing? Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Well, who do you put on your list for turkeys?
How about I bounce it back to you? What kind of music did the pilgrims like? Plymouth Rock. it's some seasonal holiday spirit there for you.
All right, Plymouth Rock. Gotcha.
Plymouth Rock.
All right, James, you take care. Party on, man. It sounds like you're having a good time right before Thanksgiving. So, ba-dum-bump. That's one of those. I can remember this. I can use this joke when I see my 8-year-old nephew tomorrow in Florida. I'm going to ask him what kind of music the pilgrims like. And you know what, James? I think he's going to get it. I have a good feeling about this one. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to fill you in on a few other things. I keep saying that, but there are other things that have happened, including what's going on in the poll numbers for Obama. How about some of these former Afghan detainees who are speaking out about acts of torture? Ooh, here we go again. And a few other things on the political front, too, including health care reform. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grape seed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. Drove those other child's wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on.
All right, don't forget, in our third hour, we have nailed the score for people who aren't already starting their holidays. You can call in and try to nail the score, exactly what I mentioned. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, and you decide who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. If you win it, you win our huge prize pack. It includes a cell phone, movie tickets, and various gift certificates to places to eat, like P.F. Chang's, for example, is one of them. Now, the people that come... The six closest to nailing the score this week will get one of Dave Pelz's books called Damage Control. It's all about golf, and he's a renowned golf instructor. Phil Mickelson was one of his students, and there were a slew of other golfers on the PGA Tour. If you hate golf, think it's boring, could care less, think it's an old man's game, or whatever the other things are that people say about golf, give it to your father as a present, or your father-in-law, or your friend down the street, or whatever. But it's a terrific book for anyone involved in the golf world. And you'll be eligible in that case just for calling for Nail the Score for the golf school, the putter, and the 24 balls, the sleeves of golf balls. You would get all that if your name is drawn at the end of the year. So that doesn't even include the Nail the Score deal. That's completely separate. We decided to juice it up a little bit. How about that? So, again, that's in our third hour. Coming up in the second hour, we'll talk to Harry Rinker about collectibles. In the meantime, though, As we do move all around the place, healthcare has been one of the primary things we've talked about on this show since July, and actually even before that. But things really started to heat up right before the town hall discussions. So we've got a difference of opinion here, gee, shocker. And this illustrates what's, I think, at the heart of the debate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had a very different point of view from Senator Sanders from Vermont's take on health care and the need for the public option. McConnell says the American people don't want us to pass health care. But I'm going to let him, Senate Minority Leader, tell you in his own words. Here's what he said at a recent luncheon.
No, the American people don't want us to pass this bill. The polls are unanimous. I haven't seen one that indicated that a majority of Americans were anywhere close to endorsing this. No one is satisfied with the cost of American health care.
All right. See, no one's satisfied with the cost of American health care. I'd agree with that. Premiums, people aren't satisfied with that and not with what the deductibles are. So here is Senator Sanders' take. The Democrat from Vermont, he would be considered progressive. He says, look, you got to have the public option. And he's now being vocal about not wanting or not giving his vote for any kind of health care reform that didn't include the public option. Here's his take.
If we are serious about fulfilling what the American people want, what do they want? People do not trust private health insurance companies for all the right reasons. They know that private insurance companies are out for one reason alone, and that is to make as much money as they can. What people all over this country are saying, overwhelmingly, give us a choice. Maybe we'll go with the private, but we want to have the option of looking at a Medicare-type public plan. That's what the people are saying. That's what the president's saying. That's what the House of Representatives saying. And that is what a strong majority in the Senate are saying. But we've got to do that.
All right, so it's... You have McConnell saying the people don't want health care to pass for obvious reasons because of the cost. You have Sanders saying the people want it to pass, but they want to get health care coverage, basically, and in talking about the public option, so that if they're serious about getting something done, it has to include that. This, in a nutshell, is pretty much what we've been seeing played out in the Senate, in the House, across the country, in the polls. It really is, to me, very split. Those who want it and think it's ridiculous that we can't have it, and almost to the point of barbaric and inhumane, and those who think it's absolutely ridiculous because of the greed of the insurance companies and not wanting to create an atmosphere of competition so that they wouldn't, you know, that they'd have to buy, in other words, for you to be their customer because you would erase those state differences. This, in a nutshell, is everything that we have been talking about for months now, and it goes. It just continues the same old song on a different screen on a different day. And ultimately, we're not going to have health care reform passed by this year, so 2009. It's out the window unless the reconciliation is put into effect. Then there might be enough there for that to happen, but I think there's a great chance they could flip on that and go with the reconciliation, but for now, it's not happening. For now, it's not. All right, here's a scary thing. We're talking about people lining up for turkeys, and sadly, some people in many places had to be turned away because simply the 1,500 turkeys, the 1,000 turkeys, whatever, weren't enough because many more people lined up, showing the need, the desperation for people a lot more than many of us, I think, realize, with cutbacks, underemployment, all that sort of stuff. Now, here's another thing that may happen in the holiday season. Certainly, let's hope not. What health folks are saying is you should be worried about the swine flu because they feel like the virus could spread great at crowded airports and shopping malls over the Thanksgiving holiday. More human contacts. If somebody has it and they're out, that makes sense. You know, if you're on a flight, all that recycled air, which is always a problem anyway, and malls and those confined areas where you have lots of bodies stuck together, the thought is it might be more than turkey and pumpkin pie and mashed potatoes. It might be the swine that we're all spreading around. And the worry is that it could lead to more infections. So there is a new travel health campaign that has been running. And typically what they're telling everybody to do, and I guess in some airports they're running little crawls and posters and stuff, and border crossings are doing the same thing, telling you to stop, wash, and go. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that really helps? People that don't wash their hands could care less and don't wash their hands. I always wonder about this. It's like when you see in a bathroom employees must wash their hands because at whatever restaurant it is, they can't police whether somebody's washing their hands. And it's the same thing in the airport, in a seaport, at a border crossing. You know, you can jump up and down all you want and put as many posters as you want, but how many people are really stopping, washing, and going, right? You have 33 million people that are going to be on the highways. How many more are going to be on flights, and how many are actually going to heed this advice? Matt, don't you think that's the signs, I mean, it's a reminder, but do you really think people that don't wash their hands are going to pay attention to that and subtly wash their hands? I think there's a lot of men who go to the bathroom that don't wash their hands, and women, too. They say women are just as much the offenders.
Actually, I've got a story about, I have a buddy of mine who, when we're out places, claims that the fixtures that you use to wash your hands with are probably dirtier than anything else, so that's why he refuses to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because so many dirty hands, he's kind of has a point. The ones that you press down anyway.
Right.
I mean, there's others. Sometimes it's not that way, but a lot of them are. He kind of has a point. If you're pressing it down, everybody's touching it. But I think you would wash that off. Here's the problem. If you use hot water and wash it, if there is anything that would get on you, you would wash it off there. The problem is people not really washing long enough. They barely tap the water in or some such thing. And that you can see that. That's why people get infected at restaurants with various things because of that.
Yeah, but I think when the flu season hits and things like that, people are more conscious about washing themselves.
I know so.
When I start feeling sick, I wash my hands probably longer and more often than I do when I'm feeling healthy.
Yeah, good for you. I think you should do that. I do that too. But I think everybody should take that advice. Wash your hands. You don't want to catch somebody else's germs because who knows what it could lead to. As Matt said, with the flu season anyway, it could be anything, any kind of influenza and just anything that you would pick up from that. So be smart about it, guys. Women too. Just scrub those hands for goodness sake. At my market now, they have little wipes when you go in the front. And people are taking them and using them for what it's worth. I thought it was pretty smart of them. Oh, let's hope. I'm jumping into a plane. Let's hope it doesn't spread in the plane that I'm on. All right. Remember, you can always send me an email. Snailmailway, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.